Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. Sorry about the late start to the show. On the road, technical difficulties. Greetings from Vancouver, Washington. It's the one, the only Educated Redneck with my BS in marriage and my PhD in life. I'm here to give you study assignments and things to do to learn so people don't say, I bet you do your own research. No, I'm not doing research. I'm doing my homework from the professor. That's right. We're here. We're here to discuss today's topics. I'm going to start with a trend I'm seeing everywhere. I don't know if any of you remember it. Matter of fact, there was actually movies made about it. Quality control has gone out the window. It is hard to find anything that is not just totally a piece of garbage. Seriously. For example, CarQuest. I understand why they're going out of business after I put two of their power steering pumps on my van, and both of them, one failed in 3,000 miles, one failed in 9,000 miles. Yee-haw. That's some real garbage there. Oh, I get my money back, but you don't get your time back. You don't get your worry back. You know, I thought, you know, the first one lasted 3,000. Okay, one bad pump. I put a new one on. It makes it 10,000 miles. That's garbage. And I was even talking to a guy in a store, and he was talking about the same thing. I did see an article the other day saying that some manufacturing jobs are trying to be returned to the United States because of supply chain issues. In other words, they couldn't see their folly till it happened. And when they saw it and it happened, it was too late. Their folly had occurred. And here we are, selling garbage, just selling garbage and being okay with it. It's part of this self-esteem thing. It's one of the stories in today's headlines is that America feels its best days are behind her. Look at what we're being preached. Why? This is not a surprise to me. The government hates The Democrats hate America. It's obvious. And if you're a Democrat and that offends you, it should. These Democrat cities are out of control. There is no morality. You cannot judge anybody. Everything is okay. No matter what I say I am, I am. If I say I'm a champion, you're a champion. Here's your trophy. There's nobody has to earn anything. It's all just given. Just given. And if you've done any thing with your life, you realize that your achievements you earn are your greatest achievements. Well, also, I hope this sounds good. I plugged my headset in to charge it last night, and unfortunately, it didn't charge. So hopefully, halfway through the show, I can switch over. I don't know which has a better sound because, unfortunately, I can't hear the show as it is being broadcast. So let me check on my headset and see if it's still blinking.
and that means it's charging because I've got all these connections and all these electronics and all these cords and all these cables. But, yeah, we're going to add cars to that, too. But, anyhow, there's no pride. Pride is not given. Pride is earned. If it's given, it's not pride. If it's given, you've missed the point of what pride is. You earn things. It does not hurt you to struggle some in life. That's when you learn the most about who you are. But we have been preaching America is the worst. America is the great oppressor. America is what's wrong with the world. America is the great consumer. And now they act surprised when they poll people and they say, "Our best days are behind us." No, what you're watching is psychological warfare. Isolate everybody. Break them down. Force them to take a useless vax that is killing thousands. The truth will come out. Does. I hope you don't temper your anger. I hope you make sure that those who foisted this upon us are prosecuted. This was not a mistake. People were screaming, "Stop. This is not a mistake." People were silenced with a different opinion. This is not a mistake. People were threatened with their jobs, like the Nuremberg Code prevents. You cannot be forced to have a medical procedure. We put Nazis to death over that. But we now glorify it and say, "Oops, I made a mistake." Because that's what the CDC basically has come out and said. We handled it poorly. But they will suffer not a single consequence. Nobody will lose their job. Nobody will lose their pay. Nobody will lose their retirement. And you have lost your job, lost your career, lost your savings. And they just go, "It's my mistake." And they, knowing this was a mistake, granted immunity to these major drug dealers. I'm not going to call them Big Pharma. I'm going to call them what they are, drug dealers, for their tainted product. And I heard them crying, "We have to throw 30 million doses away because nobody wants it." Yeah, because the truth is finally coming out. Of course America is in the pits right now. If you were a depressed person spoken to the way America is being spoken to, you probably would have already killed yourself. Because you're told you're evil. You're told you're what's wrong. Yet whenever there's a disaster anywhere in this world, who's first boots on the ground? America. Whenever people need help, who runs first? America. Well, we sure as hell spend a lot of money overseas. Well, Joe's getting another package ready for Ukraine while he's ready to steal money from American companies and American people. Oh, people making under $400,000. Again, breaking his promise. But you don't care because he's a Democrat. And they can lie and cheat and steal, and you will still support them because they're your guys. Oh, I get it. There are people on the Republican side who are the same way. But right now, there is a stark between Republicans and Democrats. Democrat cities are hellholes. Or to borrow a phrase from Trump so I can really piss you off, shitholes. They are swarming stores and taking stuff, and nobody cares, and nobody will be punished, and it will continue. And everybody goes, "Well, the store's insured." You're stupid. You're stupid to allow this kind of behavior. And, you know, cops shooting people when they're unarmed. But when you have a mob in a store ransacking it, you can't go in there with one person and stop it unless you allow them to shoot. So what are you going to do? Are you
Because, see, like I said, I have been a vocal critic of the police when they shoot unarmed people on traffic stops or somebody in their yard and stuff like that. I've been very vocal about that, as you should. Nobody should be above criticism. That's how you get, but we're in a spiral. There is no doubt about that. A spiral being caused by our own government. A spiral being caused by Democrats who run out there and tell everybody that we are just a terrible country and there is no redeeming quality to our country. We used to speak positively of our country. Like, I said this before, anybody who's having low self-esteem, you try to build them up. You don't try to tell them down. You don't sit there and go, I'm depressed. I'm the most terrible person in the world. You're right. You are. You're even more terrible than you say so. I am not sure what to say about the course we're on, other than to say it's not a good one. I lived through Jimmy Carter, and Jimmy Carter was better than Joe Idiot Biden. This is, folks, we have got to do something. We have got to get back to being independent from the government. We have allowed the government to swell to a beast that will eventually eat us all. It's history, kids. History doesn't change. History's there to learn from. And we keep running the same loop over and over and over and over again. Again, I recommend reading The Fourth Turning. It is a very eye-opening book. But continue down this path of hating America and then expect it to survive. It is no different than a person. We need to be proud of where we live. I'm proud. Have we done wrong things in the past? Yes. Who hasn't? Name me one perfect person. Name them for me. I'll wait. Matter of fact, I'll open my drink while I wait. Listen. Ah. Drinking my morning V8. What are we going to do? The current path is destruction. And now, you know, because everybody's so poor now, they're talking universal income and all this other stuff. This is all stuff I'm going to talk about on the show today. I'm just rambling at the beginning. Because I'm getting to the point of the basis of a lot of this problem is there's no self-esteem anymore. Because nobody can earn anything. Everything's given. You've all been given that participation trophy and told you you deserve a trophy, but you're an oppressor. And if people make mistakes now and say, my bad. I hate that phrase. I hate that phrase severely. My bad. This is decline of a culture. When you no longer care what people complete, see, you got to not care what people think about you to a certain extent, but you can't just go where we've gone. And where we've gone is a land where nobody takes any pride in anything they do. Pride is ego. See, we've turned this world upside down. We've taken everything positive and made it negative. We've taken everything negative and made it positive. It's very positive to be a victim. People will run to your aid. Rather than be strong and stand up against them, no, play victim so everybody will run and say how much they care. It's hard to be strong. Look, we, the unvaxxed, I used the hashtag pure blood. Everybody goes, pure blood's not pure because as a child you got vaccines. Okay? I'm gonna explain to you why I'm still a pure blood. The vaccines in my youth did not turn me into a genetically modified organism. This is no longer a debate. Again, this was one of the things that was fact-checked. This thing does, in fact, alter your DNA. It's been proven in several different studies that they are trying to keep from seeing the light of day. the vaccines of old were weakened versions of the virus that would trigger your immune system and you would respond. But I really begin to wonder. I begin to wonder, are the vaccines really safe? I mean, I'm trying to say this where you understand what I'm getting to. I understand these diseases were terrible and killed people, but right about the time vaccines, and they'll go, oh, here you go with anti-vaxxer stance. No, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm just saying everything should be questioned. Everything should be looked into. Why is there such a steep rise in autism? Why? And if you shut off a corridor to look at it, you've eliminated a lot of the things that you should be looking at. Everything should be looked at as a cause. It's like you look when sunscreen came about, and you look when skin cancer took off. Again, do an assignment. What year did sunscreen come out, and when did skin cancer take off? I dare say as a youth, we spent twice as much sun as the people today. So if the sun is indeed causing all this, we should have been dead way before you guys. We were in the sun every day when I was young. We didn't even have sunscreen. No, we had sun intensifiers. We went out into the sun without any sunblock on. Because, see, as much as the sun can be bad for you, the sun can be good for you, the vitamin D. You're blocking all the benefits and putting stuff on there now, all of them, had cancer-causing agents. But that's not coincidental. You know, causation, correlation doesn't equal causation. But then you tell me what the hell happened. A people who grew up outside in the sun with no sunscreen turned into a people that stay inside and play video games all day and are obese. We can now say that word. It's starting to become fashionable, be able to point out to somebody that being 200 pounds overweight is not healthy. You go, girl. It's a crazy country we're living in right now. It's a crazy country. There's no pride. There's no pride when you get what you get. Shit products. Because who cares? I don't care. Ford just lost a lawsuit for their stuff they're putting out. Have you noticed how many recalls there are anymore? Have you noticed how many things fail? Brand new cars are failing. Look at the Ford Bronco. Brand spanking new cars are failing. In the name of energy efficiency, we have loosened the piston rings on cars, and so new cars use oil. If you'd have sold me a car when I was younger that used oil, brand new, I'd have drove it through your showroom window. And I'd expected all of my money back. But now it's, who cares? Who cares? What are you going to do, sue me? We have really lost our moral compass. And a lot of the stuff I'm going to discuss today is going to show you what I'm talking about. Because we are in a hell of a pickle. We are definitely in one hell of a pickle. Because if you have no core beliefs, stand for something or fall for everything. Like I said, the old phrases that we were given, we're very instructional. We're very smart. And really, I'm shocked what's happened. I am not that old, and the changes I have seen don't give me a lot of hope. They don't give me a lot of hope, but I have hope in that I believe that one person can make a difference. I truly do. I believe one person can make an immense difference. So, 20 minutes is blown by. I'm going to knock some commercials out. I'll be right back.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
Hello everyone, I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with a student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty. beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce. And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what, why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do...
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
We're back. So let's get to the news. Enough of my open ranting and rambling. I think you'll get an idea of where all this came from. Looky here. See, everybody's out here to protect the CDC now. They failed. They ruined people's lives. They've sent people home. They've poisoned over half of America. And now, last week, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention introduced new COVID guidelines. COVID epidemic in for a soft landing. Who, what idiot wrote this? They didn't do shit. Let's get down to what they did. They made grandma die alone. You talk about being grandma killers. Let's use some of your terms. They made grandma die alone. They ruined economies. They ruined supply chains. They ruined lives. They isolated people. They sent kids into paranoid tailspins. They increased suicide. They increased the death rates from cancer. You won't talk about me because I didn't take the poison, being a grandma killer. You have killed the world's economy. You and your paranoia and your monk-like germophobia have destroyed everything. This is what happens when you live in fear and not and be strong, brave people. The CDC, after forcing pilots, forcing military personnel, the people who fight for our freedom, you didn't even fight for them. All you little get-on-the-wagon-train cowards who went out and took this injection. But Dan, they fought. I turned down work. I lost work because I will not take Uncle Sam's little prick. It isn't easy to fight for your rights. It's real easy to give lip service. You all stand behind Ukraine, but a damn one of you will get in an airplane and go over there and fight. But you're all for money stolen from the American public being shipped into a war. We got homeless vets right here on our street. Who cares if we've got a homeless population that's exploding? Who cares that taxes take almost half, if not more than half of your income? We stand with Ukraine. Put your little flag on your damn Facebook page to show how much you stand while you sit there and get your 16th jab of Uncle Sam's little prick. You virtue-signaling, spineless worms. You won't even fight for your own safety. What makes you think that you'll fight for another country's freedom if you won't even fight for your own freedom? It's all lip service. It's all virtue-signaling so you can feel like you've done something actually when you've done shit. You will never get me to take this abomination of an air quotes vaccine. The numbers are welling up. People are dropping dead. It's a new trend, sudden adult death syndrome. Myocarditis, which used to be a rare occasion, is freaking everywhere now. Young people, young athletes, just dying. Another one last week, 22 years old, I believe, just dropped dead. But you're not allowed to speak. And they're out there Get your boosters, your boosters, even though there's evidence everywhere. It is destroying people's immune systems. But take Uncle Sam's little prick. Don't listen to the conspiracy theorists who've been right on every single thing the CDC was wrong on. And now they're bringing it in for a soft landing. Because that's what we do. We lie. And we cover up her ineptness. If you ever wondered why every product is shitty, it's because of stuff like this. They produce a shitty product and everybody is still sitting here promoting it as effective when it stops nothing. She dropped its guidance about quarantine. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is this or is this not? COVID didn't go away. We didn't cure COVID. It's not gone. But they've dropped every single guideline that was so earth-shattering, so needed, so going to save America. What's changed? The virus hasn't. It's even more contagious. Where are the hospitals being overrun? Why are we not concerned about that? Why are we not concerned about any of this? I'll tell you why. Because Trump's out of office and Joe Biden, the babbling idiot, and Kamala Harris, the cackling hyena, who both play word salad because I think they've got a brilliant strategy. If you don't say anything anybody can understand, you can't be criticized. And Kamala, every time she opens her mouth, she shows that she slept her way to the top. I mean, we have polio back, kids. Why isn't anybody concerned about that? Why are all these diseases suddenly returning?
And they're like, well, it's because we're isolated and that kept us from germs.
Oh, you know what the conspiracy theorists said. See, either way you look at this, whether the vaccine is destroying immune systems and making people susceptible to diseases again, or the isolation ruined our immune systems. Either way, it's the CDC that did that to you. Why do you think there's such a crisis in the airlines? Because they told the pilots, get vaxxed or get out. And guess what a whole bunch of them did? When they were already short of pilots, what did they do? They left because they're smart, intelligent people who looked at this and understood that this has never been done on America. It's never even made it through animal trials. This thing is rushed through, jammed through, and then given the immunity from prosecution after they find out what shit this is. They were smart enough like me, and they stood for their freedom and left the job. Your job that give a shit about you. When you die, are they going to stop working? No, they'll put another cog in there and they'll throw you away and your name will just become a memory. So why would you risk your life on an experimental vaccine to keep your job? Because you don't have the spine to stand up and say no. There's a lot like me. There's a lot of us going to have plenty of free land here before too much longer, I fear. We won't be crowded in the mall much longer. But they're talking about all these diseases coming back. They're talking that it's either the isolation that destroyed your immune system or Uncle Sam's little prick. Which one do you think is more likely? Actually, I think it's a combination of both. And now they're going to try this mask mandate again, and they can just kiss my ass. The mask mandates, if you're going to listen to them, and the lack of being around germs, if you're going to listen to them, weakens your immune system. When actually, it's probably just starving your body for fresh air. Breathing through a mask that stops nothing. Touching pulling your mask up a million times, depositing germs on the outside, ruining children's lives, ruining children's immune systems. Why the hell won't you parents stand up and fight for your kids? I'm so glad my kids are grown, because I'd have been in jail a dozen times going down to school board meetings, being called a terrorist by the corrupt FBI. Folks, the time has come to stand. Stand for something or fall for everything. I know a lot of people hate me because I actually stood and I didn't buy into their fear and their paranoia over something I knew was highly survivable. And I'm 60. I'm in that age range, 50 and up. And you know what I've had vaccine-wise? No flu, ever, ever in my life. My last vaccine was in grade school. It was in grade school. Yet here I am, 60 years old, alive and well. You understand? My immune system, the gift from God, has saved me. I trust him. I don't trust a single corporation out here. These people are making billions off of this. That's why when they were whining about throwing 30 million doses away, I go, good, you damn leeches. I hope you lose your whole damn company for producing this poison. Oh, and they hid data. That's the other thing that just recently came out. Remember, Pfizer wanted to keep the documents hidden for 75 years? So they could make sure all the people who invented it were gone and dead. That is a talking phrase and not a call to do that. It's a shame we even got to say shit like that, but I'm sure somebody, shut up. I'm sick of you people. You should have stood up. You should have stood up and fought for your kids, but you didn't. You're willing to fight, air quote, for Ukraine, but not for your own kids. To borrow the words of Greta, how dare you? How dare you? Quiet, Dillinger. Guardian. The studio is live and active from the road, and so there may be a lot of noise in the background. There's not a lot I can do about that. It's just the way it is when you travel. But they have foisted this poison upon everybody. They have forced you. It was uninformed consent. Uninformed consent, kids. There should be a Nuremberg trial held for Fauci. And at all, everybody, every governor who locked down their state should be part of the Nuremberg trial. Every company that made it a requirement to take Uncle Sam's little prick should be held accountable and should be charged with crimes. Every CEO who forced this absolute shit on his company should be charged. There should be a gigantic trial, and all of them should be held accountable, have all of their assets seized, you know, like the drug dealers. Seize their assets, seize their multi-million dollar homes, seize their $1 billion in profit off of people dying. But the paperwork got out because of freedom of information, because of people who are fighting for your freedom, the people you make fun of. They forced them to release the documents. And guess what the documents show? Oh, a lot of shit. This one was in the Pfizer documents. That when they did the pregnancy tests, incidental, that miscarriages were just a medical thing that was resolved, and which does not surprise me because it was merely a fetus. It was not a person that died. But they gave it to him, and he, get this number. Nobody's disputing this. 44% of the pregnant women that took Uncle Sam's little prick lost their babies, not their fetuses, their babies. 44%, yet forcing you They are forcing women. They are forcing men to take this poison. These are facts. They've even quit fact-checking a whole bunch of stuff because the damage has been done, and it continues to be done. There are studies that show the more you take this, the worse your body gets. There's a thing called vaccine-induced AIDS. Have you heard of it? It's VAIDS, sudden adult death syndrome, myocarditis, all these Hollywood stars with their faces frozen from Bell's palsy and different assorted things, more than our history. Soldiers dropping dead in their bunks, more than our history. Yet, they still continue to urge people to take this poison. Studies show that the unvaxxed have a better response and defense against all of the Omicron and all the bullshit and the BA5 and the BA6 and the BAA variant. You Charlie Browns. The truth is coming to the surface because it's too large to hide. Unfortunately, if you've taken this, your life is permanently altered. And it's where did the concern for the hospitals go? I just don't understand that. I just don't understand that. And here's one. I'm not sure. You know, again, everybody's like, whatever. Here's a 58-year-old wrestler hospitalized for unknown conditions. You ever notice that? Leading cause of death right now in Alberta, Canada, is unknown causes. They're just puzzled. People are just dropping dead, and we can't find a reason. I can find you a reason. I can find you a reason real quick. Kiss my ass about this correlation causation shit. What's changed in a year? Everybody has taken the little prick. That's what's changed. It's obvious. It's millions worldwide. Got what I'm saying? Millions. Yet, we can't figure out why. I guarantee you, if you start asking the questions of whether people took Uncle Sam's little prick that suddenly died, I think you would find that statistic is much like the monkeypox, where right at this moment there's all monkeypox is everywhere, monkeypox is here, monkeypox, blah, 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 blah. And then you look at the numbers, 98% are gay males that have it. So again, for the small percentage, they want to make it seem like it's everybody. No, it's gay males, just like AIDS was in the beginning. AIDS did get into the heterosexual population, but not near the extent it was in the gay population. But you can't say that. You can't say AIDS is a gay disease. Oh, yeah, I can, because that's what it is, just like monkeypox. 98%, kids, that's a gay disease, a male gay disease, because you're not talking women. 98% of the cases of monkeypox are in male gay males. That's not it. But they'll hide that. And it's really funny because when it was basically old people, because all the data that came out of Italy said 82 years old was the average age of death, pretty much 12 years past when you should have died, if you look at the average life span. So they totally ignored that. They totally ignored that we just need to protect the older people. Still under 1,500 children have died in 3 years from the Rona. Yet we're pushing a poison that is killing people. We're pushing a poison that is causing sudden deaths, carditis, Bell's palsy, a list of side effects that would make a commercial 20 minutes long. By the way, have you ever seen a commercial for the jab? Have you ever seen a commercial for Uncle Sam's little prick? have you? It's important, right? Everybody should get it, right? Where were the ads? Where were the ads? Do you want to know why there were no ads? Because if they put an ad up there, they would have to list all the side effects. Again, it would have to be a 20-minute commercial with somebody talking really fast in the background to tell you all the things that could possibly go wrong if you take the vaccine. 20 minutes. Bell's palsy, folks. Look at Justin Bieber. Look at his face. Look at all these stars in Hollywood who stepped forward, accepted Uncle Sam's little prick, much like Weinstein's, because it was what was needed to keep their job. They went on TV and told you to take it. It was perfectly safe, even though Pfizer knew in their own documents that it was not safe. It was not even remotely safe. And here we are, stuck on a planet with a bunch of people dying, and nobody will talk about it. Wow, man. This time is just blowing by. Let me do some breaks here because I want to get into another story and swing into a different section. So here we go. Take a little break here and be right back.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Peter the Corinthians hearts on my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32 through 36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208. Crafty fellow that I am, I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
I got my headset on. I hope it sounds better. Plus, I don't have to hold my damn phone like I'm an idiot. let's go take a look here. At the economy. Now, this is a story from The Hill. Record high in U.S. categorized as suffering. Yeah, but there's no tweets. There's no mean tweets. There's $5 a gallon gas, but no mean tweets. There's rabid inflation, but no mean tweets. See, this is all deja vu to me because this is Jimmy Carter. I don't know many of you remember Jimmy Carter. You youngins don't. That's why you need to study history. During Jimmy Carter's administration, while the news told us how great everything was going, there was a thing called the Misery Index. The Misery Index, which took inflation and all kinds of things and came up with a number to show how miserable people were under Jimmy Carter. That's history, kids. That doesn't change. I lived through it. I watched it. I watched Mr. Peanut ruin us in the world, much like Mr. Magoo is doing right now. Biden is a special kind of idiot on the level of idiot that I don't think we may ever see again. You get what I'm saying? It's going to take a long time to beat the Kamala Biden ticket for stupidity. But yeah, Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. They're using their debt like the government uses its debt. And they're struggling to survive. Haven't you heard the teachers are going to go on strike in some places? The dock workers are talking about strike. Railroad workers are talking about strikes. California is trying to eliminate self-employed truckers. And they just keep taking. We're only going to take it from the rich. if you believe, okay, here's a little illustration of what is going on. Stand in front of a fan. Take a rich person, put them in front of a fan. That's the guy you want to target. Now take a big bucket of shit and throw it in that fan. Yeah, the rich person is going to get the most of it, but guess what you're going to get? You're going to get it too. Because they collected record taxes. They've sent billions upon billions. We've spent over $100 billion in Ukraine. And most of that money, if you read any stories, has gone missing. Just like when the government was flinging money out the window to stay home. Now they're surprised that there were people cheating and taking the money that was out there to be taken. This is an epic fail of a policy on a level that is stupefying, but at least we don't have mean tweets. What's it going to take to wake you up? What's it going to take? You're suffering. You've lost autonomy over your body unless you're trying to kill a baby. What's it going to take? What's it going to take? And again, when I say kill a baby, I'm not talking about taking your rights away. I don't think the government should ever be able to tell you a damn thing to do with your body, but at least be honest. Quit saying, I'm killing an unviable tissue mass. What would happen if you did nothing to that? It would grow into a baby. So you're playing semantics. Quit playing semantics. There's birth control. Matter of fact, I don't know why, but it's free in a lot of places. I don't know why it's somebody's responsibility to pay for your sex, because that's what's happening. I made it through high school and college without getting anybody pregnant. because I was cautious. I didn't do something if I couldn't deal with it. But the new poll found that 5.6% of Americans rate their lives poorly enough to be categorized as suffering. The percentage of Americans thriving dropped to 51% from 59% when Trump was in office. 40-year high inflation, record gas prices, and they still, oh, he's doing a good job. He's doing it. And what's their answer? Universal incomes. Illinois is just going to start giving money back. Why did you not take it in the first place? If you got it to give it, that's why when these people say, I can't find employees. Well, just a couple years ago, you were willing to pay them $2 an hour. Now you're willing to pay them $20. Why the sudden change? Well, all that stuff was in MSM. Let's go over to the Drudge Report and see what's happening on Drudge. Oh, look at this. This is the Russian shit. They're going to remember this when you talk about how the they're so smart overseas. They're so old and cultured and all this other shit. They started both world wars, kids. That's how cultured they are. They're so cultured they started two world wars and they're working on the third one. They're working on the third one. That's what they're doing. And they're fighting near a nuclear facility. That's why I understand that of all the technologies, the nuclear one makes the most power, but it has the greatest risk. Look at Chernobyl. Look at Three Mile Island. These are not small problems. It's like people like to say, oh, it's safer to fly on an airliner than it is to drive in a car. Yeah, I'm with you, numbers-wise. But when shit goes down in the car, you're on the ground, you can coast off the side of interstate. When you're in the sky, well, just prepare to meet your maker. There aren't many times that there's a minor accident with an airliner. No, it's a whole bunch of people going down. It doesn't happen often, but boy, when it does happen, you're pretty guaranteed what your outcome is going to be. And it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good at all. So I'm telling you, kids, pay attention to what's going on out there. The world's getting crazy. They're trying to drag us into another war. And here's another one. Majority believe USA's best days are behind it. You ever heard of manifesting what you want? Oh, you're going to give us some of that lofty positive. There's positive thinking. What? Let me ask you something. When somebody's down and out, what do you give them to get them up? You give them a boost. You talk positively. When your country's down and out, what should you do? Talk positively. Oh, you're one of them people with the flags. Yeah, I am. I'm proud of my country. I think we do a lot of really good things. If you're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater and say that because we've done a few bad things that we're terrible people, you'll never be happy. You'll never be happy. You'll always be running around. That's why when we try to cheer somebody up who's depressed, we bring the positive forward. We've been preaching negative. The school preach negative. They tell you, hell, they've taken every holiday and turned it into some kind of we killed this or that person killed that one and destroyed every amount of American culture they can destroy. They do. Well, I'm going to take a quick break here and get this out of the way because, boy, time disappears so swiftly that it's blowing right past me. And so with that, here comes some commercials.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage.
We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com. Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete, the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flatteries, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Love that commercial. It's such a eye-opener. It is such an eye-opener. All right, well, we're back. Time is flying. It just goes by. So we're going to roll down through Drudge's headline. I did MSN first. And it's really funny. I'm using two different sites, but it's basically the same dribble. Nobody has anything different. It's all the state line of the vaccines are good and that everything is just a conspiracy theory. Yet everything that we fought, everything that we've said has been true from the beginning. You can go back and look at my page. Look at the shit I took from everybody. Where are you at now? Where are you at now? Because it's just unreal. You go down here and you look through the stories. And here's the other one that most people don't even want to talk about. Where is it at here? COVID kills 1,042,150. That's a big number, isn't it? But that's over 3 years. So really, and remember this, the flu disappeared because everything was Rona, because Rona was everything. The flu didn't disappear. The flu just got added to these numbers. If you took what the flu normally is and subtract that from these numbers, you'll find that many of these were the flu. Also, they're now admitting something that we all seized upon years ago when they listed the deaths. 94% of the people who died from the Rona had two or more comorbidities. In other words, they were very unhealthy people. And the average age of death is still in the upper 70s. But do not forget the fearmongers, the ones who drove you in the lockdown, the ones who isolated you, predicted 2.25 million dead in 3 months. They missed that by a ton. They said stay 6 feet apart because that's something they just said to do. They just said stay 6 feet apart, wear a mask. Simon says, Fauci says, go along. Because I told you to do it, you will do it. Do not think. Remember, you were ridiculed for doing your own research. Although my research has shown me that this vaccine is trash. It's unreal. Oh, Facebook banned self-described misogynist Andrew Tate. Because you're not allowed to speak truths. You're not allowed to speak truths. The regime decides what is true, and then you live with that. There's no room for somebody to have a different opinion. There's no room for somebody to speak their mind. I've listened to a lot of what he said, and I understand why it pisses people off. Because he speaks the truth. I've seen a lot of different stories where people get these women and go, do you think you should register for the draft at 18? And they're like, no. Well, why not? Why not? You want equal. That's equal. Or do you want the only the good equal? And for those who say men and women are the same, I give you transgenders just dominating women's sports. Because I've heard this 100 times. I know a lesbian that can kick your ass. Well, apparently not. There's a whole thing of anatomy. Anatomy is thrown out the window now because you want to believe that a man is a woman and a woman is a man. And anytime somebody says they are something, you have to go along. I'm going to say I'm a barracuda from now on and ask for large glasses of water. I think you should be able to live your life that way, but don't expect me to live your lie. I know I've upset a bunch of people with that. I really don't care. You see, the libs don't care that they upset people, so I'm just taking a page out of their playbook. But they're taking people. See, and this is a meme, but it's the truth. There's never been a time in history when somebody trying to ban something, lay down, Dillinger, somebody trying to ban something is the good guy. You look through history, the people who burn books, the people who censor are always the bad people. They can sell it under what guise they want. But the reason our founding fathers made the First Amendment the First Amendment, because a good open public debate is what is necessary to come to the correct answers. A censored debate, hiding facts, hiding the truth, hiding miscarriages, hiding diseases, hiding people having all kinds of reactions, is not a debate. It is a brainwashing. Again, we need a Nuremberg trial for the leaders that forced this. And you can't say anything else. They forced this. Take this or lose your job. What are you going to do? Not everybody can lose their job. I feel for you. I feel for the people who had to take this because they couldn't lose their job. It definitely cost me. It cost me thousands of dollars. But I'll live cheaper. I'll find a way because I'm not putting that poison in my body. I haven't taken a vaccine since grade school. No flu vax, no shingles vax, no pneumonia vax, just my immune system plugging along till the day the Lord calls me home. Let's talk about some of this crazy weather out there. And see, here's the thing. Something that most people don't know, and this is math, and I love watching these people making big deals out of things that are math. Okay? You always see these weather people, you know, the geniuses that know 100 years to a tenth of a degree what the temperature is going to be but can't get tomorrow correct. They always make a big deal out of something being above or below average. Do you know how you get average? Or maybe you forgot. Maybe they don't teach that in school anymore. I don't know. But here's how you get average. You take all the numbers up together, add them together, and then how many numbers you had, you divide that into the total number of those, and it comes out to an average number. Being above average or below average means shit. It does. Because that's just the history of all those numbers. That's the middle. It doesn't mean when you're above it, it's bad, or below it, it's bad. Like, they have been in a drought out in the Southwest for quite a few years. Look at all the water shortages. Again, I think that is totally exacerbated by millions of people living in a desert trying to have green lawns like they live in a rainforest. Go out to L.A. Their water problems are obvious. Walk by restaurants where misters spray that valuable commodity in the air so people can feel comfortable. They water their lawns. They spend millions of gallons watering golf courses so people can go hit a little white ball around, because that's so much more important than having water to drink. That little green, because those richy rich people need a lush green grass to walk on so they can feel important. They're getting some rain down there. And then everybody wants to go, oh, this is the worst weather ever. No, it's not. No, it's not. And look how many times these experts that can predict the weather miss their forecast for the hurricane seasons. Oh, this is going to be a horrible hurricane season. And it goes past and nobody remembers that the boob said it was going to be horrible and it wasn't. They have no idea what is causing weather. It is cyclical. There is weather change. There is climate change. But we ain't doing it. It's something the planet's been doing for millions of years without us. Have volcanoes erupt and put all the emissions that we took out of the air, they put back. But that's nature. We're not part of nature. Yeah, we are. We absolutely are part of nature. But this banning shit is for the birds. Folks, they always say it's in the agreement. It's in the agreement. The agreement never should be able to violate the Constitution. If you're going to allow them to discriminate on thought based on an agreement, then do not be upset when a golf course makes it agreement that no black people are allowed. Well, that's different. No, it's not. It's a violation of your rights. Every right violated is important. The right of somebody to speak being violated is just as important as the right of a man, whatever color, to go be part of any group they want to be part of. See, that's the whole thing. Are you going to stand for all rights? Because they go, it's in the agreement. The agreement should never be counter to the United States Constitution. That is the law of the land. The First Amendment was written specifically, if you read anything about it, to protect speech that was not popular. I'll use this example again. always remember, it was once not popular to speak about freeing slaves. If we had not had the ability to speak our minds and make our points, there would have never been a change. But people being educated, people being exposed to different ideas is why the First Amendment's there. You should listen to every single thing that is out there. You should. You should listen to it and try to make your own informed decisions. You really should. The First Amendment is the law of the land, and they should not be able to pull anybody off. If he is saying things that are unpopular, nobody will listen to him. You fear that they might listen and learn is what you fear, because you are in control of what people will think. You, the elite press, are responsible for what people think. But you better wake up. You better wake up. But they are getting some real heavy rains out there. If you think this is unusual, remember all those dry washes that you can see as you're hiking out in the Pacific, on the desert northwest or southwest? All of those were formed by flash floods before. People out there understand the risk of rain upstream for flash floods. That's a reality out there. So this is nothing new. This is something that has occurred over time, again and again and again. It has occurred over time and will continue to occur. And that's why there'll be above average rain seasons and below average rain seasons, because average is middle. And when you get to one extreme, there's another extreme on the other side. Years with drought, and now they're getting rain. And now people are freaking out because they're getting large amounts of rain. See, you can be driven. You can be driven, driven, driven. Oh, boy, here we are. Actors. Oh, wow. How the hell does time go by so fast? How does it go by so fast? I'm not sure how it goes by so fast. Websites selling unapproved abortion pills are booming. Again, I'm going to say this. I don't want the government taking away your right, but it's sad. You all are concerned about a million deaths over 3 years. There's 40 million abortions a year, roughly. A whole generation has been killed because you couldn't practice safe sex. You get what I'm saying? How did I make it through? How did all of my friends make it through without getting anybody pregnant? And we were definitely everybody says that we were a sexualized society. Listen to the stuff on TikTok. Just a bunch of women shaking their asses, being objects. Let me be an object, but if you treat them like an object, but if you act like one. Folks, we've lost our moral compass in this country. We have lost our moral compass. And we're going down an express lane to hell. It's sad, and it's obvious. Again, I take you to, I watched a video the other day of people just running into stores. We would have never dreamed of doing that when I was younger. You know why? Because there was, number one, I think we were a more moral people back then. Number two, you would be prosecuted. Now they just let people go. They don't care. They don't care. They let a New York, there was a story of a guy just got out of prison for rape, goes up, cold cocks a guy on the street, damn near kills him. They bargain it down to a misdemeanor and put him right back out on the streets again, and then wonder why crime is going through the roof. Gee, I have no idea. They say that bail should not be, cash shouldn't be a reason somebody's in jail. If they did something violent, they should be. I don't care how much money they don't have. I don't care if they even get a fair trial. If you're violent, come on, man. It should be obvious. See, that's the whole thing that bothers me when you see somebody out here with a rap sheet 20 pages long. Why is he still on the street? Why is he not locked up forever? We're descending down a spiral, kids. Being led by the Democrats, I'm going to have to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. And somewhere down the line, there's going to be a huge price to pay. Mark my words. There's going to be a huge price to pay if we don't change course. We do need to change course. So let's see this. This is interesting. Look at this. Who would think this would happen? A star American professor masterminded a surveillance machine for Chinese big tech. A star University of Maryland. School has become nothing but a hate American communist indoctrination. And don't forget, I believe it was Duke University that was working with the Wuhan lab that was working on gain of function for the coronavirus. And now here's another commie professor helping the commies out because he hates America. And he teaches his kids to hate America. And he teaches his kids that America is unfair. Yet there's a place called China where they kill gay people, where people starve, where people have no rights. They think that's a good thing because they don't have to live under it. It's their ideologies that communism just hasn't been done right. But these schools are indoctrination camps. Just look when any conservative tries to speak on the campus. They are shouted down and sent away by a bunch of spoiled little entitled brats who can't have their opinions challenged because that would shatter the little fragile egos. Everybody should agree with me. I'm the right one. Hate America. That's what they're out. And this Beta O'Rourke whiskey, what the hell, man? Why are there so many idiots running for office? You ever ask yourself that? Have you ever asked yourself that? These elites are supposed to be intelligent, but most of them are dumber than a box of rocks. I'm telling you, folks, absolutely needs to be some changes. And I want you to do your research. This is your homework assignment. Research sudden adult death syndrome. Research myocarditis and the explosion of cases and Bell's palsy and all these other neurological disorders. Why is polio showing back up? It's one of two reasons, either because we were masked and isolated or because of the little prick. Either one was a decision made by the government for you as a dictatorial power without any debate, without any open debate, without any debate in public. It was, this is the way we're going to do it, and now they admit that was all just made up.
Those were just numbers they picked out of the air without any data, yet we were told to follow the science. Freedom is waning. Freedom is waning in the name of safety, and now we do not have safety and we do not have freedom. Your lives have been ruined by a government that could give two shits about you. Joe Biden is destroying this economy with his Inflation Reduction Act that adds like $50 or $60 billion in taxes to gasoline, which I'm sure has absolutely zero effect on the price of gasoline, like he contends he doesn't. Maybe Putin wrote the Inflation Reduction Act bill. Maybe he just put it on Biden's desk and Joe Idiot signed it because he was told, like he was told to stand places. This is elder abuse, what they're doing to that man. It is country abuse, what they're doing to our country. And if you don't vote them out in November, we are looking at hell to pay. You will see real trials and tribulation because people are stretched thin. The misery index should be brought back. Joe Biden should be limited. Shame on you, Joe Manchin, for voting for this abomination of an act that will just put one of the final nails in the coffin of America. And like I said, I am sure $50 billion in new gasoline taxes will not show up at the pump. I'm sure the companies will just eat them. No, the only person that's going to be eating these increases, as usual, is the American public. Because politicians and rich people never suffer. It's always the average man. And that's why our founding fathers wrote things the way they wrote them, did things the way they did them, to try to prevent exactly what is happening now. But you are willy-nilly going down the road and allowing it to happen. And everybody thinks that's just okay. Well, an hour and a half has gone by quickly. It does every week. I'm trying to get to a point where I can put guests in here, but right now my travel schedule is really going to be busy. GoodbyeEducatedRedneck.com. If you happen to be out in Oregon or Washington, I will be all over the place this fall out here. We will be filming an Amazon Prime special in Oregon in about 3 weeks or 2 weeks, something like that. So if you're listening, I appreciate it. I hope I make you think. I don't want you to think as I think. I want you to think. I want you to look. I want you to come to your own conclusion. I want you to research. I want you to take in opinions that are different than yours. Because an open mind is the only way to learn. So, it's been another great time with you folks. I completely enjoy it. I hope you're listening. I hope you tell your friends. Because if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.